The Word of God from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 to 8. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we also have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice confidently on the basis of our hope for the glory of God. Not only this, but we also rejoice confidently in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces patient endurance, and patient endurance produces tested character, and tested character produces hope. And hope will not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For at the appointed time, while we were still helpless, Christ died for the ungodly. It is rare indeed that someone will die for a righteous person. Perhaps someone might actually go so far as to die for a person who has been good to him. But God shows his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. There are some words in this section of Scripture that are very difficult for us to hear. Because one of the things that happens here in Romans chapter 5 is that God reveals to us what his view of us is by nature. How God sees us when we first come to life inside of our mothers, the time that we are born into this world, how he sees us by nature. And one of the words that God describes us is helpless. So we had no ability, no power to come to God, to have any part with him or any relationship with him. But from there, it actually gets worse, because he also calls us in the very same sentence ungodly. So it's not just that we were helpless, powerless to come to God and to have any part with him. It's that we didn't want to have any part with God. We resisted him. We were hostile to him. Everything that was good and godly that should have been present in us was absent. And finally, God uses another word to describe us that tells us that even from the time we came to life, he already considered us to be breakers of his commandments. He says we were sinners. Now, this sounds awfully bleak, the relationship between God and us, the way it is by nature, but it is actually worse than bleak. It is a relationship that is totally ruptured, a relationship of complete hostility between us and God. In 10 days, we will be celebrating the birth of our Savior Jesus. And our Savior Jesus comes into this world to create peace between us and God. For at the appointed time, while we were still helpless, Christ died for the ungodly. God shows his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So besides calling us those ugly words, helpless, ungodly, and sinners, the Holy Spirit inspires St. Paul to teach us that Jesus brings peace between us and God. Christ comes into this world to live the holiness that we lacked, and to shed his blood on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And when Jesus did this, he poured his holy blood all over the words helpless, ungodly, and sinners. Christ Jesus erases the hostility between us and God and replaces it with complete divine peace. And because of that work of Jesus Christ, St. Paul uses such a beautiful picture now to describe this relationship of peace between us and God. He uses the word stand, and he uses it as part of this gorgeous illustration, this grace in which we now stand. See, the picture here is that you and I spend our entire lives standing under a steady shower of God's grace that comes down on us from above. It's ours through faith in Jesus Christ. And this grace of God, because we stand constantly under the shower of this grace, we never have to worry about God's forgiveness running out on us or running dry on us. And at those times when we look back at our lives and we see mistakes that we have made, times that we have sinned against God's commandments, we remember it's forgiven in Christ. We stand under the grace of God. What an amazing comfort that is to know that we live every day in this world covered by the grace of Jesus through faith in him. And what an amazing comfort it is to know that we will rest in God's eternal embrace, the peace that Jesus brings us. And finally, there is the natural response, really the only response that there can be to this peace that Jesus brings us, and that is joy. Joy is the result of grace in Christ. We rejoice confidently on the basis of our hope for the glory of God. See, the peace that Christ brings us, this peace between us and God, it assures us of our status in this life and in the life to come. And what else could you possibly do but rejoice, knowing that as you walk in this world, you stand under God's grace at peace with him as his forgiven child. And what else is there to do but rejoice in the knowledge that we will stand in peace with him for all of eternity. As we look forward to celebrating the birth of our Savior Jesus, above all else, we rejoice in this, the divine peace that he brings for us. Amen.